Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. All last week, we pretty well majored on the Hebrew word chesed, that covenant word. In English, we were discussing this with the class. Oh, and Greg Stevens. Yeah, you know him. And loving kindness. Well, so what? My mother had loving kindness. But we're talking about God's loving kindness. In my opinion, this is the thing that David did, David the king, more than anyone else. He wouldn't do anything without inquiring of the Lord. And we're going to learn some different things then about Gideon. And we talked about this last week, so let's take the two places one of them here in Job, in the 10th chapter. Now, for the radio and television audience, as Christian people, and particularly those of us that won't live by faith, we can find all kinds of mistakes that Job made. But his mistakes are not the issue here. There's only one sin involved. One, the devil said to God, you do these things, he will curse you to your face. That was the only accusation that the devil made. That's it. But now look here in the 10th chapter of Job. Let's read the 9th verse. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and chesed. He granted it to him. He said, you granted me this. So what's he saying? You granted me this. Now you're responsible.
That's right. That's right.
And listen, that's what God was looking for. He wasn't looking for, he wasn't accusing God of anything. But that's God's looking for those covenant words.
Right. All right. But look what he said right at the end.
Yeah.
And thy visitation hath preserved my spirit.
There it is.
He's not talking about his body here. He's talking about his spirit man.
Yeah.
Granted me life and chesed, favor, and preserved my spirit. The description in chapter 11, or verse 11 there, that's all about his body.
Yeah.
He has learned the difference between your spirit and your body.
And what was he? The richest man in the East.
That's exactly right.
His wife said, why don't you curse God and die?
Bang. That's what Lucifer said he would do. Now, here's the thing. You always have to pay attention to the conditions, especially with Job. The conditions that God said was, he withdrew his hand from him. Okay, but you can't kill him.
That's right.
That's what he said. You can't kill him. And I always wondered why that mean old lady who said that to him, his wife, how come she didn't die? And I realized something. Even Lucifer knows you can't kill Job. They're one. The wife. He couldn't kill the wife either because they're one. That's the power of covenant.
Now, what that opens up, if you see the devil's tactics, he had to get that on somebody's mind. For her to say it, she had to be thinking it.
That's right.
If Job thought it, he didn't say it. He wouldn't say that to God. Never did. Now, she opened the door, but Job didn't. So now then we have back here in the, no, wait a minute, I went the wrong direction. In the book of Daniel, and the...
Chapter 1, verse 9.
Yeah, verse 9. Okay, verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart, he what? Now this man, did you know Daniel was a magi?
Mm-hmm. He was.
He was a magi.
The original.
And what the King James Bible calls the wise men? Mm-hmm. No, it was the magi from the east. Mm-hmm. Powerful. And the reason it upset Herod so badly about them coming, he knew one word from them and his kingdom is dust. Mm. Anyway, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel, I don't know who, God had brought Daniel into chesed and tender love with the prince of eunuchs. So what does that mean? God said, and even though that eunuch didn't know what he was talking about, but he set chesed in his heart for Daniel.
That's right. David understood it. I'll tell you who somebody else that understood it. The thief on the cross hanging next to Jesus understood it. He received tender mercy, loving kindness that day from a man who's in horrible pain and becoming sin for us. Still,
he honored it.
He honored it.
He had to.
We're going to talk about this week, learning, and you will see it from Gideon, learning to speak from your covenant. David learned to speak from his covenant. We need to learn to speak from the seal of our covenant.
Yes.
Because each covenant had a promise and a seal to it.
Yes.
They guaranteed it. And this is part of that guarantee. That has
it's I've remembered in times past, particularly people trying to keep our ministry from doing what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And it may be some government official or something like that. And I just tell the Lord, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. That uncircumcised Philistine can't do this to me. Very seldom. But I very seldom had to do that. And there was one situation, I don't even remember what it was about now. It was something about some kind of lawsuit, and I had to be there in deposition. So I just laid my Bible down there, and one of the attorneys said, Reverend Copeland, I noticed you have your Bible open there. I said, yes, I do. Would you like to tell me what passage you are reading? I said, no, I don't mind at all. It's from the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I said, I just read it. Every accusation that is cast at me, I condemn. Mm-hmm. For this is the heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She said, very interesting. A few minutes later, I walked out of there.
That's right.
I just let the book fight for
me. Yeah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Yeah. You let the covenant do what the covenant does. That's what you did.
Well, I expect she knew good and well that I didn't have any business being in there. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know. And I just had to lay it out there. And I'd refer to it and smile. Mm-hmm. But that's what we should do.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
And to the radio and television audience, listen to this. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know that if I'm righteous or not. Well, number one, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Well, yes. Then you have been made the righteousness of God according to 2 Corinthians. Read the whole 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. It is all explained. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He had the authority to do that. Now, when you get back to that, I'm required by the Lord to shed some light on that. He said to Abram, I have made you the father of many nations.
Yes.
Now, as for me, this is my covenant. So what about you? I have made you the father of many nations, and he's 100 years old.
It was already done. The moment God said, I made you, it was done.
He had the authority to do it.
Yes.
So there was an incident in the life of Napoleon. Napoleon was a short man in stature, and he was a brilliant tactician. He always rode a big horse, and he was reviewing the troops on that big horse, and it was infantry troops, and they're all there, and he's just riding along, and that big horse bolted, and this young man grabbed it by the reins. He said, "Thank you, Captain." He said, "Sir, I'm but a private." He said, "Captain, call for a horse. Put the captain on the horse. He's going to review the troops with me."
Just like that.
He had the authority to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, those of you that may or may not be familiar with this, there was a man by the name of Robert Scott, World War II, and went to West Point, and brilliant man. And there were Japan and China and all of that theater. Well, he was a major. And the general said, "Scotty, I need a full colonel in this theater, so I just, I've been thinking about this." He's a general. And he said, "I just thought maybe you could wear my colonels." He had the authority to do that in the field. So he instantly became a full colonel because that general made him a colonel.
Little Audie Murphy from Texas. There's another little David, if you will.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
And he went all the way, became an officer.
Yeah. Field grade officer.
That's right.
And they wanted him in West Point. But he had such a serious injury. He was the most highly decorated soldier in World War II. And he was so short and little, the other services wouldn't have him.
That's right.
And later they thought,
we messed that up, didn't we?
Yeah. But he would take command. Something else would happen, he would take command. Something would happen, he would take command. This is a book of command authority. And the ultimate authority is the Almighty God. Then through Jesus, we have his authority.
Well, think about the centurion. I'm a man under authority.
Yes.
And he recognized authority.
Yes. Yeah, Cornelius.
Yeah.
And he obviously had come up through the ranks.
I believe it.
And which made him wealthy. And the way the Roman soldiers worked, there was certain spoil, and you were in the battle. I mean, you got part of it. And so he built the synagogue in Capernaum.
Yes, he did.
He's the one that stood there and said, "This must have been the Son of God." And I wondered for years why that was so until it went widescreen with me and I saw that it was the same man that built the synagogue. He saw that authority in him. And he spoke the word, and his little slave boy was healed.
Yep.
Mm. He just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he saw the way he died.
Became fully persuaded then.
Yes. He saw the way he died. No telling how many crucifixions he had authority over.
Hundreds.
Thousands. And he saw this man at the vine, shouted with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken? It is finished." The other two weren't dead yet. This must have been a son. And he couldn't stand it. Mm-hmm. He sent for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You knew him. Mm-hmm. You come preach to my house. Wow. You knew this man.
Yes.
An angel has come before me.
He's in Caesarea. This is how we know it's him. He's in Caesarea. Caesarea is where Pilate's headquarters was. Yeah. That's where the Roman garrison stayed.
Yeah.
They would come to Jerusalem.
But they governed that whole area.
They governed up there. They governed from Caesarea.
And he's head of it. When you see all of these different Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, put all those pieces together, especially take out of the book of Luke. The book of Luke and the book of Acts are documentaries.
That's right.
You could put the book of Luke and the book of Acts side by side. And then you see to whom it was written.
Yeah, written by the same person.
Yes. But he interviewed everybody. He's a highly educated man. He was a physician. And I dare say spoke several languages.
No guarantee you.
Well, in those days you had to, because Greek was the predominant language, but then there's Arabic, and then there's Hebrew, and all of these. It's obvious that he spoke those. He interviewed Mary.
Yeah, he did.
He talked to her about it. She told him what happened. That's the reason Matthew and John don't have it. That's the reason the book of Luke is so highly important.
Think of the book of Acts as written testimony for Paul's trial in Rome.
Yes.
And you'll see it for what it is.
Yes.
Because he'll tell you, I was this. He gives his personal testimony more than once. I was fighting against Jesus. Here's what happened. Here's my conversion. He does that twice in there. It is, I literally believe, it was a brief. It was a testimonial brief for his trial. Mm-hmm. And it was all written because you would send those papers, you would send the testimony ahead of you before you went to the trial. Now, why did Jesus not call Cornelius a dog, but he called the Syrophoenician woman? He marveled at both of them's faith. The reason why, you just said it a while ago, it goes back to covenant. Genesis 12:3. I will bless those that bless you.
Yes.
I'll curse him that curses you. If you'll read that story or that account of what, it's not a story, what happened that day, the Jews come to Jesus and said, there is a centurion, he built a synagogue for us. They're saying, because of Genesis 12:3, I'll bless those that bless you, he deserves for you to go to his house. This lady didn't have any record of ever doing anything for the Jewish people. This is why she's called what she is. He has a case. He has a covenant case for a Jewish rabbi to come to his house and heal that servant because he's blessed us.
Yeah, he built the synagogue.
And if you've done nothing else but blessed Israel, you have a covenant case.
That's right. Particularly if you built a synagogue and at that time the most important city. Capernaum. Jesus set up his headquarters there.
That's right.
Jairus was a leader of that synagogue that Cornelius built. And he was in love with the Jewish people. He'd been sent there to corral them and hinder them. And he didn't do it. Mm. He loved them. But he said, no, I'm not worthy. I can't even come under. You don't even come under my roof. I'm a man of authority. I recognize it. I give a command and they do it. And you have authority over that sickness. You speak the word and he'll be healed. That, to me, was an act of chesed.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
Because he's a Roman.
And he knew the problem it would cause for Jesus to go to his house. He knew.
Sure he did.
What the Sanhedrin would say and everybody else would say. But you had Genesis 12:3. He had done this. I've been in that synagogue. I've stood there in Capernaum in the ruins of it. Now, the Byzantines later built a synagogue on top of the, but you're standing on the original foundation. I can show you the foundation stones of the synagogue. Mm-hmm. And to stand there and say, that was his house down the end of the street. I can show you his house where Jesus lived and Peter. And you walk down that street and here's the synagogue. It was on that main corridor. Mm-hmm. And you look at around at the scenery and you say, I'm standing somewhere the woman that had the issue of blood was somewhere on this street.
Yeah.
You know, and to see that it right still
there,
stands.
Right there in Capernaum.
So she's a member of that congregation
yeah.
where that Jairus is the ruler over.
And this, when I realized that she, that the interaction between the two, and she's thinking, I'm going to do this anyway, because I've heard of him. Mm-hmm. And there's Jairus. He has the authority to stone me.
Right. Absolutely.
She didn't know that Jairus was on the way to get his daughter healed. He didn't care what she did.
12 years and 12 years.
Yeah.
She'd been sick for 12 years. This little girl's 12 years.
So it didn't bother him one way or the other. He's after getting his daughter healed. She got healed? Well, so what? I tell you what he was thinking. Jesus, I know this woman. She can talk and
he's
talk.
He's wanting an usher right then. He goes, can we get an usher in here?
I can talk and talk, and the guy comes up and says, your little daughter's dead. I knew it. She talked too long. Jesus answered. In the book of Luke, stop the fear. Yes. She will be made whole.
Amen.
Believe only. She will be made whole. Hallelujah. Now you stop it. Jairus never said another word.
That was authority speaking again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus just turned. And Jesus answered, and when the death messenger came, Jesus answered and said to him, he didn't pay any attention to what the person said. But you have to realize there's a multitude there, always at Capernaum. Mm-hmm. They were jammed in there together. And I can just see him this close, he just turned around. Fear not.
Mm.
Stop the fear
mm.
and believe only.
Yeah. Mm.
She will be made whole. Yeah. I can say that to you. Stop the fear, believe only. You will be made whole.
Yes, amen. Yes. Receive right. that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Stop, listen, yeah. receive that.
Receive it.
Thank
what
you,
he just
Jesus.
Said.
Yes. yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
And we're out of time. Glory to God. We'll be back in just a moment. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have questions about what's going on in the world, about your future, your family, the direction you should go? No matter the questions and situations you're facing, you can rejoice and be shielded by the peace of God. Get the Family Peace Package, a CD series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called Simple Stress Relief Through Thanksgiving and Praise, and their book, Family Promises. Start putting God's word in your heart now concerning your family, marriage, and children. Then when the storms of life come, come, you can be led by the Spirit of God to know what to do and respond in faith to overcome. Learn to quiet the sounds of the world and receive the answers you need for every situation you face, knowing God is with you. Your praise and worship to the Lord is a weapon that silences the enemy and produces an atmosphere where God's blessing flows. Roll your cares onto Jesus, your caretaker, and live in His peace that passes understanding. Request your copy of the Family Peace Package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Receive the truth of God's Word established in your heart and grow strong in faith. The Family Peace Package is a great gift idea for your friends and family. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
If you live your life by faith, you never have to change your lifestyle because of the times. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's the way we must be. Whose report will we believe? We believe the book. We prosper with anybody else does or not. Because we know the laws of prosperity.
Join us for the New Year's Eve service with Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church on Sunday, December 31st at 7 p.m. Central. To learn more, go to kcm.org today.
You have a covenant with the Almighty God through His Son, Jesus. Take hold of this. You have Jesus' authority in His name. His name is a weapon.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, it is a weapon. It is the name above all names that are named. I mean, it is a weapon. And the large part of the body of Christ have never heard a good message on the authority of the believer. That we stand before a righteous God. We stand in the presence of a holy God. But through the blood of Jesus, we have His ear. That blood is our covenant, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for His name.
Yeah, because of the blood, I use the name.
Second chapter of the book of Philippians.
I use the name.
It is the name above all names. And at the name of Jesus, every name, every knee will bow. Now, beings is in italics. Well, that's easy to figure out. He's talking about His name. Every name in heaven, in earth, and under the earth has to bow its knee before that name and say, He's Lord. Amen. And we'll see you tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
So give the Lord a praise.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.